All right, there you go. So I will talk about it next hour, too. But I find it fascinating. This is pretty much the coldest day of this this season. I don't know if it's the coldest day of the year, but it's 32 or so here, and going to be 27 tomorrow night, and it looks like maybe it's probably freezing up in the entire two-thirds of the state of Texas. So that's when ERCOT tells us they're not going to have enough power for summer. Huh?
Well, it's always there in the back of
nice.
Your mind.
Because right now, while it's 32, you're going, yeah, right. You know, in July, on July the 10th or 11th, let's be talking about that and see how we feel.
All the riots and...
Yeah, and ERCOT's going to go, well, we told you back in December...
This was a surprise. It's not a
big shock. So, yeah, they kind of sneak that out on us and see how that works out.
It's like when they do the information dumps on Friday.
That's
from
right.
Washington.
Hoping nobody's, oh, look over there, it's a butterfly. And then they tell you something that you probably didn't want to hear. Texas lawmakers, boy... There's some of those not too happy after projections from the state health officials that by 2015, poor women will deliver an estimated 23,760 more babies than they would have. More babies than they would have as a result of their reduced access to state-subsidized birth control. Oh, so the state is making these women pregnant. Is that the way that worked? Because I don't think that's right. I think I learned it differently.
You know, yeah, if you're really wanting to not have babies, then don't do the things that make you have babies.
But you see, Kat, that's that two-word combination, personal responsibility, and we're just not going to have that.
I always thought it took two to tango. Yeah. Now apparently it takes at least three.
Yeah, really. We're Texans and we're Americans and we don't have to do that. Yeah, it's so, again, what they did is they passed their budget in 2011, and that took $73 million from family planning services, and they moved it to other programs. So, as a result, they're saying it's largely political because then the taxpayer dollars didn't go to Planned Parenthood clinics. That's what, one side of the issue is saying. So now the lawmakers are a little bit upset because they see that there'll be almost 24,000 newborns that they didn't plan on seeing in the population projections. And, you got to start supporting them from the time that they come out and start breathing air, you know what I mean? And if mama can't afford it, then guess who's going to pay for it? That's right, that'd be us. So we'll see. Bipartisan coalition now looking to restore some or all of those family planning dollars as a cost-saving initiative, if nothing else. We'll go ahead and spend it now because we'll save it later because those young'uns won't be born.
But see, they're calling it family planning.
Yes.
It's more like family reacting. For it to be technically planning, you have to have a plan.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Think about it ahead of time, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, once again, we're U.S. Americans. We don't have to do that. The government is here to protect us when we make mistakes. Don't you understand that? That's what it is. We go ahead and just perilously barrel through life, do all sorts of stupid stuff, but the government's there to protect us when we make bad decisions. That's why they're there. It doesn't matter if it's having a baby that you can't afford. It doesn't matter if it's having a house on the coast where hurricanes come in. Any other stupid things that you might do. It's the government that's supposed to protect you when things go badly. That's why they're there. That's why we pay taxes. Sure it is. In the Texas Constitution, the Speaker of the House is supposed to be pretty powerful. Well, we've had this guy who's been governor for longer than most people own shoes. And as a result... The Speaker's not quite as powerful as he used to be, but the Speaker is the Speaker, and he can kind of control who gets on what committees and what legislation sees the light of day. And so Speaker Strauss has made some people unhappy, especially on the conservative side of the Republican Party in the state of Texas. And yesterday afternoon, a guy named Brian Hughes, who's from Mineola, he's a Republican, said that he was dropping out of the race because a guy named David Simpson, another Republican, has decided to get into the race. Now, he's an East Texas boy. He's from Longview. He says he's going to go after Speaker Strauss for the Speaker of the House position in the Texas legislature. See how that works out. But again, Strauss made a lot of conservatives angry because he got some Democrats on his side, and that helped him get elected to Speaker of the House and did some things that doesn't make the conservatives too happy. So we'll see. Maybe there'll be a little battle for Speaker of the House. And by the way, with that in mind, we'll be talking to John Rainey on Thursday, one of our state representatives, and have a plan right now to have Kyle Cassell on Friday to talk about what's going to be happening in the legislature. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour on Thursday for John Rainey, and if we can set things up for Kyle Cassell on Friday. So we'll see about that. So much for Texas politics, at least for now. Now, U.S. Americans want the so-called fiscal cliff. They want this thing. They really do. In a survey of 1,000 likely registered voters, we can't vote on the cliff. I don't know why. Why could it just be Americans? But anyway, across the board, spending cuts are favored by 75%. Higher income taxes favored by 60%. Really? Okay. So go for that. And a Gallup poll says most Americans want the federal government to, hey, man, cool it on this marijuana thing, okay? Just cool it, okay? See, Colorado and Washington, you know, both legalized the drug earlier this year.
Right.
So 64% of those surveyed do not want the feds to enforce the anti-marijuana laws in those states.
Mm. Of course not.
34% do. Now, among those who think marijuana should be legal, obviously 87% said the federal government needs to back off, man. And even 43% of those who oppose marijuana legalization says the federal government doesn't need to be in that. So
I freely admit to being a capitalist pig.
Yeah.
I really want to see if people vote with their feet.
Yeah.
If it becomes a tourist destination for hopheads. I'm serious.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you know some people are going to do that.
Well, and does it become, this is something, I mean, we still see it with gambling. When I was young, because it was county by county, you know, you used to have to go outside Brazos County to buy liquor. Used to be, if you're driving out toward Caldwell, driving out toward Snook, as soon as you got over the Brazos River was Jones Bridge Package Store. That's what it was called. Jones Bridge Package Store.
Scott knows this on top of his head.
I do. You bet. Believe me, there is no script here.
He heard about it from other
people.
That's
exactly right. It was 100 yards past the Brazos River on the right-hand side. And the thing is, that's what happened because, you know, Grimes County said, Burleson County said, hey, let's get us some money because it's not legal in Brazos County. And people obviously would drive out there. Well, you know, after the law changed, and Brazos County's got it now, but, you know, same thing goes with casino gambling.
Sure.
Get up there to, in Oklahoma, you can tell because all of a sudden the road drops off and becomes crappy that you're in Oklahoma.
Yep.
But, you know, there are those Indian casinos right there, so you can go do that if you mm-hmm. want to. And, of course, you go to Louisiana, and that's going on. So, yeah, I could see that. Could you see as soon as you cross into the Colorado border, there's a little place over there that's, you know, like a dope shack or
oh,
something.
My God. Oh, hey.
Bob's Marijuana Hut.
Exactly. I mean,
you know there's going to be there.
Exactly.
I just think in 30 years, I think the country's going to look and go, oh, my gosh, what were we thinking?
Oh, well, what, on how many
Not
levels?
Not about just this, yeah. but in yeah. so many
sure,
other
sure,
areas.
Sure, yeah, you could have that conversation. Well, excuse me, if you're allowed to say it in 30 years, you may not be able to say it.
Oh,
think about that.
Don't yeah. even
it won't
go
matter
there.
Because yeah. we're closing in on 14 days away from the end of the
I
world.
Forgot.